now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm so excited today, and I want you to follow us and listen live at WVON.com. You can also listen live at LynnMillionaire.com, where you will also have so much information. I think you don't even know. You won't even know what to do with the information. But there's lots of information there on everything you need to know about financial security, as well as you can gain access to my podcast, YouTube, and all of that stuff. You can follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson and also at Lynn Millionaire. Today, I have a very simple statement. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's what I want to talk about today. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. I was talking with one of my good friends about a week ago, and she broke something down so tough on me that I said, you know what? I have to tell my family, because some of us are going to go to heaven or wherever we think we're going when we pass on. I believe it is another place that is better than this. But for whatever, wherever it is that you're going, some of us are going to pass on. And when we get there, they're going to say, did you leave an inheritance? And you're going to have a question. You're going to have an answer. It's going to be yes or no. There is no in between. You won't be able to stutter. You won't be able to make up excuses. The answer will be yes or no. So I want to talk about a few things that I think have happened over the past, I'm going to give it 60 years. I'm going to start with 1960, and I'm going to go all the way up to the year 2000. And then I'm going to bring us to where we are right now in 2019. And we are very quickly approaching 2020. We may as well say it's 2020, because it's already here. I mean, we have less than 60 days, and it will be 2020. I remember when 1999 was a big deal, and the year 2000 was something that we could not even conceive of. My two youngest children weren't even here yet, so they don't understand what it meant to grow up and to listen to Prince singing 2000, party over, it's out of time. So tonight I'm going to party like it's 1999. We didn't know if the lights were going to stay on. What we do know is that the computers and all of the systems that were run by technology, many of them got compromised because they were all set up on a system wherein the numbers were predicated on 19 being the first two letters of the year. Well, once 2000 came along, they had to go reset, recode, and do all of that. So we are approaching 2020, and I want to talk to you about what's happened since the civil rights movement as it relates to finances and education for black people, people of color, and people who have been disenfranchised and marginalized all over the country, all over the world, but specifically in America. So we struggled for the right to vote. People died. They got sprayed. They went to the counters. They marched. They risked their lives. I don't know who I would have been if I was alive during that time. I don't know if I would have been the one sitting at home praying. I don't know if I would have been the one out marching. But what I do know is that many people died for us to have the right to vote. So then we got the right to vote. And sometimes we don't vote. Sometimes we do vote. We got a black president. At first we said we don't know if he could win, so we wasn't going to vote. Every time somebody said to me, well, I like Barack Obama, but I don't know if he can win, it just made my skin crawl, because I'm in Chicago, or I was in Chicago at the time, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Yes, if everybody who said they don't know if he could win would just vote for him, then he'd win. Well, of course he won. So we did it all. We voted, we got a black president. But let me tell you something. We still broke. We still don't have any assets. So we got the right to vote. Then let's talk about all of the discrimination that happened around education. We couldn't go to the right schools. We didn't get access to education. Then now we can go to any school we want to. We can go to the HBCU. We can be Howard, FAMU, Grambling, Spelman. We can go to Northwestern, University of Michigan, Harvard, Princeton. We can do all that. We have gotten so much education to the extent that the black woman is the single most educated being on the planet. There is no group of people who have more education than black women from a proportionate perspective. So if you take a percentage of white males, white females, Asian females, and go all the way down, black women have more education than any group of people from a percentage perspective. We got all this education, but now we got all this debt. So we did that. Then I came along, and so many others came along, and we started talking about financial literacy and how real estate is the foundation for building wealth. Yep, you need to own the land, because the meek shall inherit the earth and enjoy great riches. So we taught people how to get into homes, how to get over their credit issues, and we own real estate. And guess what? The real estate market crashed. Do you think that there's something going on? Do you think that there is a consistent theme amongst all of these areas where we get access and we get supposed power, but the power does not translate into true freedom? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires, one family at a time. And I said all that to say there's one way to create some millionaires, and that system cannot be compromised. It is called life insurance, and I need everybody to listen loud and clear. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris, and right after that, we'll be right back. So don't turn that dial. WVON.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And today's topic is a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And let me expand the definition of what a man is. A man includes a woman. It includes a girl, a boy, a he, a she, a they, whatever it is. All of us. A good person leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So the question will be, when you are done and when it's all over, will you have left an inheritance? Will you have left something behind beside your bills, your bad habits, memories, good, bad, or indifferent, or anything that people can take and then carry to the next level? I am of the belief, now I am not, you know, I talk to a lot of my colleagues and they know me and we laugh about this, because as soon as they start talking about they, well, they did this, I'm like, who is they? Can you please tell me who they are? Because I have believed all my life in just doing what you got to do, pulling it together, working hard and making it and going to the next level. But I believe we have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and run amok. Because every system that is supposed to guarantee that we have rights and access, from voting to education to real estate and financial empowerment, has somehow been infiltrated with madness that is leaving poor people disproportionately disenfranchised, broke, under the ground, and down. And so I want to talk today about what we can do, because I know that there's something that exists that you that nobody can do anything about. So I want you to call me at 312-374-8130. Tell me what you think. Tell me your experience. I have Light, MC Light, on the line. Light, you're here with us today. What do you think about what I'm saying?
Well, hello, hello. You are really going in this morning, and I love it, because it's one thing to feel like it's a mystery. Like, what is happening? Like, all over the United States of America, people are being pushed out of their homes. As a matter of fact, I heard a commercial earlier was like, we can buy your home in 10 days, and we can even board it up properties. And, of course, these are properties that were probably once owned by African Americans because they've either lost their jobs or they haven't been able to get a business loan to keep their business up and running, because hard times can fall on anybody when you're trying to run a business successfully. And so now, you know, someone's coming by and swooping up all of the, all of these houses, because we're at a place where, you know, we can't afford to live where we once could. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of validity to what you're saying today. You're teaching the people, Lynn Richardson.
Well, you know, I think that there are some things that are happening that we don't understand, but we know that they're happening around us. But there are also things that we're doing to ourselves. And some of the things that we do to ourselves come from fear. And these are things that we do to ourselves that come from distrust. You know, one of them is hiding our assets from the system. So, you know, Grandma B, I don't think she ever had a bank account until she could no longer manage her own affairs. It wasn't until she could not manage her own affairs that my mom got her a bank account, because Grandma B did everything in cash. She went to the currency exchange if she had a check. She paid her light bill, her gas bill, her phone bill. I remember cleaning out her place when we were moving her from the projects to Richland Park. I remember cleaning out her place in 2003 or 2004. She had a bill from 1979 sitting around on the table. And she didn't want us to throw it away. I said, Grandma B, you're not in charge anymore. I'm in charge. Now, that she and I didn't get along. We loved each other so much, but we didn't get along. But those are, that's an example of the things that we're doing to ourselves, because you have to put your money in the system in order for the system to actually work. So thank you so much for calling in. And I think that we have to do something now. The rising debt crisis is absolutely atrocious. It's disgusting. It bothers me. It bothers me more that the student loan executives who are lending the money to people are going on trips to Hawaii celebrating. To me, that feels like celebrating the Holocaust or slavery. That's what it feels like. Like we burned 1 million bodies today. That is something wrong with that. It's something wrong with people celebrating, people being in debt. Now, if debt is a part of the process, but you don't celebrate it, debt is not to be celebrated. So I think that we need to understand the power of life insurance. And since I've started working with you, we have every insurance known to humankind. We have business insurance, car insurance, key man insurance, disability insurance, life insurance, long-term care, every single thing possible. How does it feel, you being a legend in this business for 30 years, how does it feel knowing that if something happened tomorrow, everything's going to continue without you?
It feels good. It feels right in line with your show theme today, which has everything to do with a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I feel as though I'm doing my job. You know, I feel like there are a few things that when I lay my head down that I do not have to worry about, and that is one of them.
Wow, wow. Well, thank you so much, Light. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We have the Cook County Treasurer, Melissa Conyers-Irvin, coming on with us. But right now we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. We'll be right back. WVON. We're going to talk more about this.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And in order for us to do that, we need to understand that there are two things. I said that there was one thing that they cannot change, they cannot fix it, because if they change this, everybody's going down. It is life insurance and what life insurance can do for your life for generations to come, for your family for generations to come. And it's what you do when you have a business. See, the entire system of America is set up on business. It is set up on people having businesses. And it doesn't matter what kind of business you have. It can be a big business like Walmart. It could be a small business like your braiding hair practice out of your basement. Business is what it's all about. And with black women being the single most educated group of people on the planet, I want to talk to you today about the Women's Small Business Expo taking place on November 16th. At the UIC Forum, and it is free. Now, I'm going to try to figure out how to be there. I'm just, now that I'm looking at this, and our City of Chicago Treasurer, Melissa Conyers-Irvin, is here with us to talk to us about the Women's Small Business Expo taking place on November 16th at the UIC Forum in Chicago, and it is free. Welcome, welcome, Honorable Melissa Conyers-Irvin. Are you here with us today on the Millionaires Roundtable?
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me. I'm just so excited to be here with you. I've just heard so many great things about you, and I'm excited about what you're doing, the Millionaires Roundtable, how befitting it is that we're talking about the Women's Small Business Expo on today.
Yes, yes, I am so excited. You know, I have been telling people all over everywhere I go. My very first appearance on the Steve Harvey Show went viral. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just telling the woman the truth. A couple that was trying to figure out what to do, I said, listen, you need a business. You got to have a business, because when you have a business, you get to write off things that you're going to spend money on anyway. You need to hire your child to work in your business. You need to write off your school clothes, school supplies, your cell phone, your card note. And so people don't understand that having a business is a way to really infiltrate the economy. So can you tell us, Treasurer Melissa Conyers-Irvin, what are some of the financial challenges in the city that you want to tackle specifically?
That is such a great question, Lynn. You know the city that we live in. You know the disparity that we encounter on a daily basis. We know what not only women encounter, but minority encounter as far as disparities. And so for me as city treasurer, it is so personal, Lynn, because I really want to level the economic playing field.
Yeah.
If anyone followed me during the campaign, they know that I am born in Englewood on the south side of Chicago, raised on the west side of Chicago by a single mom of three girls.
Mm.
My mother was a union worker, and I know what it means for a family to live check to check. and that union job is what kept food on our table. So for far too long, Lynn, you know, you and I know, these communities have been neglected for far too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I think this is so great that you're doing this, because I think it's really a time and it's an opportunity for us to realize what we have to do to pour back. And that's what you're doing. You're giving back. You are standing up, but you're not just telling us what to do. You are actually putting in the work and the resources and the time and the energy to pour back. And that's what I see as I travel around the globe with other cultures, with entertainers, with VIPs, with celebrities. I see them pouring back into their own. So what you're doing is great. So how do you
Thank you.
How do you plan to spark this change that you're talking about?
So right now I've been doing a listening tour, going into neighborhoods all across Chicago and meeting with small business owners to really hear about their challenges and their wins. I have to tell you that, unfortunately, for small business owners, I hear more of challenges than I do of wins.
Yeah.
Actually, just the other week, I went over to the Hatchery. That's on the west side of Chicago. It's like a small business incubator. And I met with a woman, matter of fact, and I met with several business owners, but I'm reminded of a woman that has a business called Justice Pies.
Mm.
And it's really named after her dad, who was also a lawmaker. And then I went out to the Pullman area at 111 Food, at the food corridor, and it was in the Pullman area. I was there last week, and I spoke with different business owners, from those that have construction companies to bakeries, even a black woman that has a steakhouse out in the Pullman area. I didn't even know existed.
Wow.
This right, great businesses that are out there that we can help expand. We want to help provide the capital. See, what happens is, it's not that people from the south and west sides of Chicago don't have ideas.
Right.
It's just the capital and resources that people in the underserved communities don't have access to. And I just don't believe that opportunities should be dictated by your zip code.
Right. Absolutely. No, you are preaching right now, and access to capital is the number one reason why our businesses stay underfunded, and really they don't achieve the growth potential that they can. You know, something
and really
is simple.
If we help small businesses, show me a community that's thriving. I guarantee you there are thriving small businesses in that community.
You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, one of my colleagues, her name is Mahisha Dellinger. She had a show on OWN TV called Mind Your Business with Mahisha. What I love about her, she has created a Black Girls Making Millions Academy. I love it. I just love
it.
She did. Yeah, she did her inaugural event this past June, and I was one of the speakers. And she said, you know, well, people asked her, well, why is it called Black Girl? She said, because I want to. I want to. So I love that you are unapologetic about wanting specifically, we want to help everybody. That's the truth.
Yeah.
But really wanting to help the people who have been low and who have been disenfranchised and who have not had access to capital, which is important. So tell me this, a treasurer, where would the money come from?
Oh, that's a great question, too. You know, a lot of people have heard about this Catalyst Fund, some call 77 Communities Fund. It is a fund that has been created that really by the end of this year in 2019, the fund should have $100 million in this Catalyst Fund. And it is specifically to help small businesses. Now, let me tell you why I love it so much. The city of Chicago has many programs. Most of the programs the city of Chicago has to help businesses are grants. The reason that I have advocated so much about the Catalyst Fund, even during a time where people may say, you know, can the city afford it? The Catalyst Fund is so different than any other grant program, and that is not a grant program, is that it's a win-win. No other program such as this in the city of Chicago. We're number one, we're investing in small businesses, and as we said a moment ago, Lynn, show me a thriving community. I guarantee you, you're going to show me thriving small businesses. So we're helping small businesses, which are helping communities.
Yes.
But also, we're actually expecting a return on our investment. It's more like a loan per se that if I put it in layman's terms, a loan with a small financial interest rate, because what I also hear from small businesses is when we finally get access to capital, it's an interest rate out of this world that'll put us out of business. What sense does that make?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it can really, really be cost prohibitive for small businesses to grow. And that's what I was going to say. I mean, something as simple as me selling a book. Because I have access to capital, I get to buy my books. I get to produce them for less than a dollar per book. Whereas my colleagues are producing them for $4 and $5 per book. Do you know how much of a difference in return that is? That means for every 1,000 books, I'm making $5,000 more or they're making $5,000 less. So that's the same thing for our businesses. If the cost to produce what they sell is greater, then they do not have the opportunity to profit. So I am excited. Can you hold on with us? We have to take a break really quickly. But I'd love to hear more about the expo. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1. City of Chicago Treasurer Melissa Conyers Irvin is with us. We will be right back after the break. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com or call 888-LIN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and I'm going to say now one business at a time. We have city treasurer for the city of Chicago and former state representative for the 10th District, Melissa Conyers Irvin, on with us today talking about the plans for small businesses in the communities that have been impacted from a disparity perspective. And so I'm excited to have you here with us today, Treasurer, and you have an event coming up. Tell us more about the expo that you are putting together.
Small businesses and the disparity that we know for not only minorities but women. I am having a Women's Small Business Expo that will be Saturday, November 16th at the UIC Doran Forum. And I have to, like, really fix my mouth to say Doran Forum because we're so used to UIC Forum. But, you know, the name has changed. It's UIC Doran Forum, 725 West Roosevelt from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And I'm so excited about this because, as you know, I am a newly elected city treasurer. I just took office in May. And already before the year is out, less than 5 months in office, we are planning this. We want this to take place and be on a very large level. We want everyone to have access to these resources. So people really need to go onto my Facebook page as Shy Treasurer. You know, it takes 1 minute, 1 minute to register. We want people to register so that they don't have to wait in line when they come on Saturday, November 16th. They'll be able to have a fast track right into the event at UIC Doran Forum if they go to facebook.com/shytreasurer.
I love it. I love it. Will you have any speakers at the expo?
Oh, we have tons of speakers. Matter of fact, when I first saw the time with my staff, they had said 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I thought, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., that certainly seems like a long day. But I tell you, when I looked at the number of speakers and breakout sessions, it is a jam-packed day. I'm confident that those, and by the way, might I add, it is not just for those that are small business owners and entrepreneurs. It's for those that also desire to be.
Yeah.
There are going to be resources there, Lynn, that people will have to make intelligent decisions about how they can start their business, what tips these resources may have for them. We're going to have, right now confirmed, we already have 150 vendors under one roof. And these vendors range from, you name it, whether that's accounting firms to help you with bookkeeping, whether that's tax attorneys to help with your taxes, tax firms, whether that's attorneys to help you with the procurement process for the city, county, and the state. I'm telling you, whether there's people to help with your website, you name it. But you asked me about speakers. I digressed so much because it's such a jam-packed schedule.
Uh-huh.
But we have a number of speakers, including Karen Sauter of Google. And also we'll have Channel 2 Dorothy Tucker. She'll be there, and she also, I believe, has a radio show here on WVN, WVON, so that'll be very exciting as well. And I don't know if you've heard, there's going to be a woman-owned bank, the first of its kind, opening in Chicago. That young lady will be with me. I'm going to be doing a fireside chat with her. I think that's about midday that day. But we have all type of things going on between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, November 16th for free.
Yeah. You better have some fire because it's cold in Chicago right about now. I have to put on my winter coat. You know, I left and went to California, but I love coming back to the cold because during the winter months, that's the time when you get to capitalize off of the energy of the cold weather to stay in and do what you have to do and go to events like this. So this is amazing. But you said everybody should come, and I'm going to just reiterate that because, you know, my belief is the reason why I do this show, everybody needs a business. I don't care who you are.
That's right.
Everybody who is breathing and with a brain needs a business. That's really the rule. And I have learned from Sandy Bakken, who used to be an IRS attorney. And he has basically been teaching people since he left the IRS. He used to teach the auditors how to go out and audit everybody, and everybody owes the IRS money. He has been teaching people how to properly run their business like a business so that they can legally and ethically reduce their taxes with the permission of the IRS. See, that's the piece about it. And so everybody needs a business. You need to hire your kids in your business, and then your kids need to have a business, and everybody should have a business. So I don't care if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, or a dog catcher.
That's right.
Everybody should have a business. So this is great. So, but why?
And this is for all ages too, Lynn. You brought up a good point. All ages, from teenagers with the lemonade stand. I met a senior citizen the other day that has a home care service that told me she would be there. Now, of course, I've been promoting this as the Women's Small Business and Entrepreneur Expo, but please know we're not going to turn the men around.
All right.
We want them to come too.
We need the brothers there. We need the brothers there. We're going to close out today's show. We're so excited and thankful for you and all that you are doing. We support you in your tenure. Anything that you need from us, we are here. This is City of Chicago Treasurer. The treasurer, okay? The
yes,
one who
ma'am.
Holds the coins and who directs where they go, Melissa Conyers Irvin. There is a women's small business expo taking place Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Register facebook.com, go to Shy Treasurer, and at the UIC Durham Forum, 725 West Road, November 16th. I'm going to talk to your office and see if I can get there. I love you all. Thank you so much, Treasurer. We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Love you, and thank you for what you're doing, Lynn.
Amen. Bye-bye.